Thank you for joining us today. We're going to be talking about unified device management here at Microsoft. I'm Brian Allen, and I'm a senior program manager here at Microsoft. I manage large-scale programs, in particular early product adoption efforts, or what we call dog food. I'm joined by my colleague Karthik Jayaveer, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Hi everyone, I'm Karthik Jayaveer. I'm a service engineer in Microsoft. I'm the subject matter expert in System Center Configuration Manager 2012 and managing mobile devices using Windows Intune integration with Configuration Manager.
We want to thank you for joining us today. We're going to talk about unified device management at Microsoft and how we implemented it. We'll be covering deploying the Intune connector, licensing end users for device management, enrollment, and some of the key things that are key to use certificate management. So Karthik, let's set the stage a little bit for our audience and provide them some insights on how easy or difficult it was to enable consumerization at Microsoft. And what are some of the things we did to implement unified device management here at Microsoft IT? Tell me about the steps to implementing UDM at Microsoft, from subscription to the connector to licensing, and what we did and how difficult or easy, hopefully it's easy, it was. Let's talk about that.
It's super easy, Brian. Actually, as a tenant, we have to go and get the online subscription, the Microsoft online subscription to the Intune. That means we have to get a tenant ID on the Intune side. So once that is done, you have to set up the Microsoft online directory services, which will sync all the user information from your corporate and into the MSODS. Once that is done, you on the Configuration Manager side, we have to perform the user discovery, because Intune is fully based on the user licensing. So you need to know all the users in your environment to license them. After the discovery process is done, just create a collection, have the collection ready on the Configuration Manager for all those users. Typically, the enrollment needs a DNS resolution. For example, if your company name is called ABC, then you need to have the DNS redirection, something like enterpriseenrollment.abc.com, which is already part of the Intune, no need to make the change. But for Microsoft, we need to make the change because we have been doing the dogfooding effort. And for the Windows Phone 8 specifically, we had to get the code signing certificate. This is the certificate that is used for signing all the apps in Microsoft IT. And also for RT, there we need to get the root certificate with which the apps are signed up. Any app can be signed by a child certificate from the root certificate. All we need is this main root certificate and have that available on all the RT devices. Apart from this, to make the app installation working on the RT device, we need the sideloading key. The sideloading key can be purchased through the volume licensing center, and then these keys can be collected as can be bought as bunches, and then can be given at the time of the subscription setup. Apart from this, for the iOS devices, we need to get the Apple push notification certificate, which is a one-time process and can be done in a very quick manner at the time of subscription. So with all these in place as prerequisites, we go to the Configuration Manager and then create the subscription and then have a connection between Configuration Manager to Intune with all the certificates and all the sideloading keys in place.
So You mentioned a few certificates. Is that one certificate, or is that a certificate for setting up the services and a certificate for signing the apps? Just to be clear,
All the certificates that I mentioned so far, it's only for app installation.
Okay.
There is no certificate specifically needed for the devices. Intune will take care of setting up all the certificate on the device side at the time of the enrollment. That's the beauty of it. You don't need to have a separate PKI for the devices. Intune will do all the work for you once you have the subscription set. After the subscription, there is one more key piece that we have to do, which is called the connector role. The connector role is a new site role in the Configuration Manager, which has to be set at the central site level. And this connector is the main gateway between the Configuration Manager and to the Intune. Any incoming communication will go through the connector, and then any outgoing communication to Intune will go through the connector role.
So when you say connector, you're talking about this Intune connector that pretty much connects our on-prem Config Manager infrastructure to the Intune cloud.
Correct.
Similar to the EAS connector.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's a gateway between these two products, and then behaves as a communication channel between these two.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. So let's talk about the certificate stuff. That's a big thing for enterprises. That was something that was new to us. Let's touch on that a little bit.
Sure. First, for the apps to work on all these devices, the apps have to be signed to a particular certificate. As I mentioned before, Windows Phone needs a separate code signing certificate. In Microsoft IT, we worked with all the app provisioning team and also with the certification team to get the certificate and get the process settled so that any apps that come to our site for publishing are already signed with this code signing certificate. So we have to go and get the code signing certificate purchased and have the certificate signed for all these apps. And second, for RT, we use the root certificate, which is pretty much there for all the domain join machines. We use the same root certificate for all this. And iOS, as I mentioned, it's a one-time process at the time of subscription. We can get the certificate easily. And one other thing is, ensure that all the apps, including the company portal, signed by this particular certificate for Windows Phone 8. Otherwise, the Windows Phone devices will not get the company portal where they can see the apps published.
You mentioned company portal. What is this company portal?
Good question. Company portal is a hub for all the apps, for all the internal apps called line of business apps. So as an enterprise, if you want to publish some apps to all these users and make them available so that they can access all these apps, internal apps, anywhere where they want, they can go to this company hub, or just called company portal, and then install all the apps from the company portal. And company portal has many more things apart from the apps, where, like, if they can look at the devices, they can look at all the featured apps and everything. So company portal is an important piece for managing mobile devices.
So the company portal is a application self-service portal, and that's one of the pieces of allowing your users to be productive. So you're giving them the applications that's going to allow them to be productive through this thing called the company portal.
True.
Understood. And you mentioned a little bit about the certificates and having to sign these apps with the certificate. Do you have to renew these certificates? Do they ever expire?
Certificates generally come up with an expiration date. So at the time of the expiration, at the time of the purchasing, you have to mention the expiration time for getting the certificates. But there are the renewal mechanism that's already there to make the certificates renewed at the time of expiration. So Windows Intune, as well as Configuration Manager, Unified Device Management, takes care of renewing the certificates too.
Oh, that's pretty simple. That's easy enough. So, talking about, you know, some of the key things from setting up the infrastructure, from deploying the Intune connector, from certificates, what are some food for thought you'd like to leave our audience with?
Okay, since the Unified Device Management is pretty new, and also the experience is also very new to users, there will be a lot of questions coming from the user base as well as from the admin side, along with help desks. So we had to prepare a lot of user FAQ documents as well as user education need to be done, and with all the documentation in place to answer all users' questions and concerns. And to support all this mobile device management, help desk need to be prepared well. So we had to give the educate help desk person, and also we had to give them a lot of trainings to understand how things are going to work for mobile device management. So as a food for thought, we may need to consider this for any enterprise customers. They have to think of educating users as well as help desk people. Apart from that, there are like a lot of reports out of box for managing and seeing the device status. But in case if there's need to be something to be done to show the status of all the apps and everything, you may need to create some extra or the custom reports to show and make the management status visible to your management.
Got it. And I know from as a configuration manager administrator, you're used to having full control of your environment. Now in this hybrid model, unified device management, do you lose any of that control? And is that something, you know, enterprises or administrators should worry about? Particularly from my point of view, I think that's a key benefit, because when you have things in the cloud, which is managed by Microsoft, you don't necessarily have to worry about that. You can leave that to Microsoft. But from an administrative perspective, that's something that you had to deal with.
If you are already used to Configuration Manager and being working as a Configuration Manager admin, you don't lose the capability of managing devices. Devices are something similar to PCs. If you are managing PCs, you will be able to manage mobile devices like any other PC. So the console, the look, and the place where these devices are in the console are very seamless, very simple. So they are considered as an extra PC. Mobile devices can be managed as easy as PCs. And also, the app publishing, as well as password settings and enforcing certain policies, are very easy to set up on the Configuration Manager side. In fact, in Microsoft IT, most of the admins, or none of our admins, haven't logged into Intune portal at all. Everything is done through Configuration Manager itself.
And so when troubleshooting, I know that, you know, internal here at Microsoft, we have our product teams. And so it's easy for us to go knock on the door and ask a few questions. For external customers, what do they have to look forward to? Is that a phone call? Should they even worry about that?
That's a good question. For external customers, they have to call the service center or the help desk, the first level of customer support
okay,
to have their questions answered. In case if there is a problem, they can contact the customer support. They will engage the right team, like the Intune service team, ops team, to take a look at it and resolve the problem immediately.
So let's recap what we've covered today. We've been able to implement this at Microsoft in a pretty seamless manner. And from an IT pro perspective, I think it's safe to say, Karthik, that it's been pretty seamless, pretty easy to implement. Would you agree there?
Definitely.
I'm stoked about this new paradigm shift. I feel empowered as a user of the service that I'm able to be productive anytime, anywhere, especially through the company portals and get my apps that's gonna make me productive. I feel that in talking to you, that it's not a scary thing from an administrative perspective to implement this, and it's also not difficult to manage this.
Absolutely. And also, it's very, very important to manage mobile devices. The reason is, nowadays, all users using mobile devices extensively, day in, day out. It's becoming part of the normal routine to use mobile devices as a computer. So it's very, very important for us to manage these devices. As an admin person, I would like to know how to get these devices managed. But with Windows Intune, it's very seamless, very easy to manage these devices, as well as push some applications and publish some applications and get these apps ready for users and make them more productive. And the experience is very rich, very seamless, and it makes my life very easy.
That's awesome. I love that. So, do we have any resources that we'd like to share with our audience? Do we have anything published out there?
We have lots and lots of TechNet articles about Windows Intune, as well as Configuration Manager, and also about the Unified Device Management, which is between both products. And also, there are a lot of articles about how to manage them separately and how to use Unified Device Management and manage all these devices, as well as the step-by-step guide to publish apps and everything. So I would definitely recommend everyone to go and check those TechNet articles and understand it better for this.
So as Karthik said, plenty of resources out there for you guys to get your hands on. Go out, take a look, and until next time, thank you for joining us.